This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The number of coronavirus infections in the United States has passed 9 million cases, with more than 229,000 dead. President Donald Trump and his challenger Joe Biden continue sparring over the virus while visiting the nation's heartland. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University show new cases in the U.S. are now at levels not seen since the summer in hard-hit Iowa.
Here at the fairgrounds, the Iowa State Fair canceled for the first time since World War II.
Biden pledged he has a plan to fight the virus, while in Michigan, the president said his rival's plan is to shut down the country.
There will be no school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgivings.
Again, insisting the nation is rounding the turn on the pandemic. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Texas is seeing an unprecedented surge of early voting. We get more from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
An AP tally of early votes shows that with 9 million ballots, Texas has become the first state to hit the milestone of casting more ballots in the presidential election than they did during all of 2016. This year's numbers may have been aided by activists who challenged and won the right to extend early voting by 1 week amid the coronavirus pandemic. Harris County, the most populous in Texas, held a drive-in concert to publicize their 24-hour polling sites, which saw a steady stream of voters until about 3 in the morning. With 38 electoral votes, Texas is among the traditionally conservative states that Joe Biden's campaign has been looking to flip. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street closed out another punishing week with the S&P posting its first back-to-back monthly loss since the pandemic first gripped the economy in March. The index dropped 1.2%. The Dow Jones Industrials, meanwhile, dropped 0.6%, while the NASDAQ gave up 2.5%. Find more at our website. This is VOA.